Hi, I'm Julie Lucas, class of 1997 and Chief Advancement Officer, and welcome to the Darlington Podcast. Today, I'm joined by our new Alumni Director, Stephen Taylor, Darlington Class of 2002.
Welcome to the Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia. Join us as we take a look inside and outside our classrooms and connect with students, teachers, alumni, and more.
Thank you for joining me today, Stephen.
Hey, Julie. Nice to be here.
I'm glad you're here. I love that we're here in the home on the hill on Darlington's campus in your new office.
It's pretty mind-blowing that my office is more than likely where Peter Hicks played video games in 2002. But it's awesome.
Yeah. It's now, yeah, I guess you and folks may play a video game from here and there, maybe during lunch.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. There's an E-team. I learned.
Yes.
And I was mind blown.
Yeah. GHSA.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
So I'll be involved in that.
Well, good. Well, I'm excited to have you today. I'm excited to be able to introduce you to our audience, which is made up of a lot of alumni, but also a lot of parents and parents of alumni and grandparents. And so I'm so pleased that they'll all get to know you a little bit over the podcast before they get to see your face at the beginning of the school year. But Stephen, you started with us just recently as our new alumni director. So let's start today by asking you about your Darlington story and what brought you here as a student. Like, when did your Darlington story begin?
My Darlington story began in pre-K before I even remember. I just know, I remember my grandparents really wanted me to go to Darlington. And that's started in pre-K, went all the way through. I'm affectionately known as a Dar baby, going from pre-K and graduating. So same thing with my sister. So we've been here the whole time.
And tell us about your sister and when she graduated.
My sister is 5 years younger than me, so she graduated in 2007.
Right. Good. Well, love that you're a Dar baby. So I'm sure you have many, many memories, both on the campus over at Shorter and then here. Mm-hmm. So tell us what's a favorite memory or a couple of favorite memories that maybe sticks with you from being a student.
I spent a lot of time in the library. That was like my domain for a while with my group of friends. And me and Stuart Minshew, we were huge into professional wrestling. Like, we got into it deep. And we would essentially train for professional wrestling in the library and put on shows for like the group of friends. And we got asked to leave the library for being a little too rowdy.
Do we have pictures of this that we could share with our listeners?
Probably not.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's too bad.
Great memories, though. They were great matches.
Well, that's sad now because I don't know if our new library would allow you to do that. It's such a beautiful place. And
I would never want to do it in the new library. That new area is so nice. It blew my mind when I first walked in there.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
And then the Learning Center upstairs is just like, wow. If I had that when I was a student here, I would be on a totally different trajectory.
Yeah, well, hopefully your trajectory would still have you ending up right here, right now, because we're thrilled to have you.
Well,
so
I'm thrilled to be here.
That's good. Okay, so graduated in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
After your wrestling career in the library, where'd you go? What'd you do?
Graduated in 2007 from Shorter with degrees in economics and political science. And while I was there, I worked at Circuit City, Radio Shack, Sears. Now, what is the common theme about those three places?
Technology? Radios?
They're no longer in business after I worked for them. So don't get stressed, though. I think Darlington's here to stay.
I think so as well. I think that's a lot of what we do in this advancement office is make sure that we help continue Darlington. So
Absolutely. We
want to always advance the mission of the school. And that's really what you're here to help us do, especially with our alumni.
Yeah. And so after my string of retail jobs, I sold cars at Riverside Auto Group. Shout out Andy Wilburn, you rule. and then after Riverside, me and my wife Amber got into real estate, and we've been doing that for 10 years now, 10 years this year. And we've been developing and doing that. So it's good stuff.
Well, that's great. Now, do you keep in touch with any of your classmates?
I do. Let's see. The first one that pops into my head is going to be Jason Chapman, hero. He's also an attorney, a good one. I still talk to a bunch of my classmates and classes adjacent to me, too. Jason Chapman is hashtag getting it. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I'm not.
That's
tell
his catchphrase.
Okay.
Whenever something awesome is happening, he goes, getting it. I hope he hears this. Oh, I hope he hears
it. We'll make sure we send it to him. Absolutely. Well, good. Well, we'll be getting it with our alumni this year, making sure you're out on the road meeting and greeting. And hopefully a lot of our alumni will hear this and want to come meet you and come, hey, have lunch or coffee on campus.
So. I hope so. Well, one thing that I've really, this, you know, I'm so new into this, but I'm getting to meet so many people and hear so many fun stories. And the fact that I get to do that professionally now is pretty fulfilling to me.
Well, I love that you just went there because that was going to be my next question, which is going to be what excites you most about this position. So how do you think being an alum yourself will help connect you with other alumni?
I think I have a deep appreciation for what this school offers and the community that this school has. It's really a beautiful thing. And as I've gotten older, I've appreciated it so much more. The fact that I still talk with people and still have friendships with people that I went to high school with, or I was even in like third grade with, that's just a really powerful thing. Those connections are powerful as you get older. They're meaningful. And I think just being here as long as I was, I have a deep appreciation for that. And I think it's... hopefully I can connect more people together using that.
I definitely think you will. You have such a genuine, warm personality and engaging way about you. I think people are really going to enjoy getting to know you.
Thank you.
It shocks me to hear that you were shy. So if other classmates of yours or people that you were in school here with, when they listen to this, what would they be surprised to learn about you today? I would think the fact that you're not shy.
No, I think they may be most surprised with the fact that even though I don't communicate with them on a daily basis, I'm always wondering what they're doing. Thanks to social media and the internet, if you're on Facebook and you went to Darlington, especially if you're around my age, I probably know what you're up to. I'm probably rooting for you in the background. And I think they'd be surprised to know that.
Well, I love that. Well, I really hope that more of our alums, maybe that you didn't know, will reach out on Facebook and connect with you so that you can be rooting for them as
they
well.
They have. That, the kindness that has been given to me from people that I don't know is unlike anything I've ever experienced professionally. Like, people here care, and that's a beautiful thing to walk into, especially when you've got such big shoes to fill with Vicky retiring. God bless Vicky Vincent. And but man, everyone's making it very easy for me to feel like home.
Yeah. Vicky did an amazing job, and I know that she is going to enjoy her retirement, and I know that she will be rooting for you the same way that you root for others. So I know, and I know she's just a phone call or a text away for anything that you need. Let's do a rapid fire round.
Oh boy.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a couple quick questions, but feel free to take as long to answer as you would like. But what was your favorite spot on campus as a student?
The library is where I spent a lot of time. I really enjoyed the school store. I was one of the kids that got dropped off at 7 o'clock every morning. And some of my favorite memories were me and Andy Babcock sharing a Bojangles biscuit at 7 o'clock in the morning in the school store, just hanging out. We're the only ones there just chatting away.
Okay, so did you bring your own Bojangles, or did they have Bojangles at the school store? Because my next question would be, what was your order
at the school store? Did y'all have Bojangles at the school store?
No, but you said Bojangles, so I didn't know.
That was
No, I was a cheese bagel, sugar cookie, large Coke order.
The cheese bagel was a pretty popular order. Mm-hmm. We had pizza there at the time, Domino's. Mm-hmm. That was probably my go-to.
Yeah.
But the Bojangles was a Daddy Taylor drop-off special.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Chicken biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese all the way.
All right. This is my favorite question. This is my favorite thing to hear from any and every alum. Favorite teacher?
Okay.
Any story you want to share?
So I have got a handful of favorite teachers that I can look back and genuinely say made a huge impact on me. Two of which are actually still here, John Cox and Owen Kinney. Man, the fact that they're still here and still going and still beloved, it's a beautiful thing. My Latin teacher, Mr. Allen, our Latin class was like 8 people. And I took it in middle school with Mr. Jordan, and then I took it all 4 years in high school. Mr. Allen put up with Stephen Taylor at max ADHD. And he had, I hope he hears this too, he had so much tolerance for my shenanigans. I don't know how he didn't beat me up or like hit me with his car at some point. Like I just was bouncing off the walls all the time. So yeah, I really appreciate him.
Okay, I love that. Now, as part of that, you said Mr. Jordan. Is that Mitch Jordan who's also starting this year?
Yes.
So have y'all connected yet?
No,
all right,
we've got
to get that together.
And when Miss Jordan was mentioned to me, I go, is that, no way, that's Mr. Jordan's son. And when you confirmed that with me, I was like, oh my gosh, Mr. Jordan, he was my favorite middle school teacher by far. I had mentioned I was a chubby kid riddled with ADD. And that goes double for Mr. Jordan's class. And Mr. Jordan would just pick me up in my desk. I probably weighed like a buck 80 in seventh grade. He would pick me up in my desk and place me outside in the hallway to wait for Mr. Van Ness to hunt me down. Oh, he was the best, man. Great teacher.
Kept you in line.
Yes,
he did.
Do
what you needed to do.
Yes, he did.
Okay, so outside of the classroom, outside, not just outside of the Latin classroom, being punished sitting in your chair, but outside of the classroom, what all were you involved in? What all did you participate in?
So my grades were not good, but I got my hands in everything. I was in the Darlingtonian. I did video yearbook. Video yearbook was my jam. I was just able to be as silly as humanly possible. And I have yet to find our class's video yearbook. I know Annie Rosen was looking for it too. Shout out Mr. Albert. Shout out Mr. Titus.
Yeah.
Thank you guys. But yeah, video yearbook, Darlingtonian. I was president of the Latin club. At some point I was in the chess club with Miss Waddell. Let's see. I was in all sorts of stuff. It was fun.
Yeah. We might need a chess eye period with old Mr. Taylor this year.
Okay.
We'll have to figure some things out. Well, and quite the performer. sounds like you need to be getting involved maybe in lip sync for Rumpus this year.
So it's funny that you mentioned that. Did they still do Tiger Night Theater? Is that still a thing?
Mm-mm.
Did you have Tiger Night Theater?
We had Tiger Night Theater. Yeah, we did.
That was...
They do all kinds of things. It's just not named that.
Yeah.
So kind of similar. And they're actually building a stage right now in the student center to be able to do performances really at any time. So that's going to be really great.
It warmed my heart to hear that the lip sync is still a big deal. Like, that's awesome. Like, I thought all year on what I could possibly lip sync.
Well, it's next level now, so we'll have to show you a few videos.
I'm very
because
excited
it
for
is
that.
The students really bring it, and the faculty and staff, we do, but we need to drive up our numbers. So the fact that we've recruited you, we've got Ella Givens in our office, we have Hannah Willerson in our office, really stepping up. So yeah. The alums are showing up and showing out.
I'm super excited for that.
It's good. Well, tell me, you shared a little bit about kind of what it means to you to be back here. Tell me a little bit about what it means to you to serve this community that gave so much to you.
To me, this is going to sound very cheesy, but it really does mean everything to me. I like to think of my life as I'm writing a story, and the fact that I'm back at Darlington where I grew up, and now I'm an adult with two beautiful baby girls that are going to be Smith Smarties this upcoming year. Like, it just seems like I couldn't have written this story better. It just feels right. Like, and it's my, like, professionally and personally, it's just the fact that I get to do this is just an amazing thing to me. I'm very grateful for it. It just seems so unlikely, but so right.
I couldn't agree more. We are so excited to have you. We are thrilled for this advancement office and for Darlington, and to be able to not only share our alumni with you, but to share you with our alumni and then some, because again, it's not just our alumni who participate in everything that goes on at school. It's our parents, our grandparents, our parents of alumni, just our friends of school, our donors, our faculty and staff. This, like you said, this community is a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. And so I hope everyone out there listening knows that they can reach out to you, even if they're not an alum, because Darlington Connects is real. Yeah. We want to connect with everyone who loves the school as much as we do. And so I think this is going to be a really great opportunity. Real quick, if somebody out there wants to connect with you, what do they do? Do they want them to email you, go to the website?
You can,
I think your email will be in the show notes.
You can email me. You can call me. You can Facebook message me, LinkedIn. I love that about Darlington now. I love that they're so focused on the LinkedIn and the Darlington Connects. Because that is just such an amazing way to connect with people. So if any alumni are out there, get on that Darlington Connects on LinkedIn, because it's very cool to see what all these younger people are. They're doing amazing things. Like, I go through this list of people and I'm just blown away with what they're doing. And I wouldn't get to know that without Darlington Connects. So get on that LinkedIn, alumni.
All right, for all of our alumni on there, Alumni Weekend, yes. 2025. Tell us about it.
Alumni Weekend 2025, October 24th through 26th. If your class ends with a 0 or a 5, you have a reunion coming up. And friends, family, get together if your class ends in 0 and 5. We're going to be excited. I look forward to meeting you and taking pictures with you.
Absolutely. We can't wait to have everybody back on campus. Stay tuned on social media and your email for sign up and registration. We'll be in touch about that. If you are looking to get involved with your class party, and want to help and plan and communicate and get your class here, reach out to Steven, reach out to anybody in the advancement office, reach out to your class agent. And again, just stay on social media, stay on LinkedIn, Darlington Connects, and you'll be fully informed.
We've got a lot of amazing people at Darlington that have spent a lot of time at Darlington. And my job is to help connect those amazing people with each other. And I'm looking forward to it more than you can imagine.
Well, nobody is more excited than us. So, yeah. Steven, I want to thank you for being here today and doing this podcast with us. Is this your first podcast?
This is my first podcast.
Okay. Well, it will not be your last, because...
Fantastic.
What we'd love to see is you do some podcasts with some of our alumni. So maybe those alumni that have been out there doing great things.
I have a question for the alumni listeners. Who do I need to talk to? Reach out. Who do you want me to talk with? Let me know.
Love it. Steven, thank you.
Thank you, Julie.
I hope you have a great day.
You too.
Great. Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. We're glad that you tuned in to this episode of the Darlington Podcast. Tune in bi-weekly wherever you like to listen to podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe. You can check out today's show notes at darlingtonschool.org/podcast. If you have questions about today's program or ideas for a future episode, send an email to communications@darlingtonschool.org.
The Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia, is a collaboration between the communication and advancement teams, and the intro music is alumni produced. See show notes and hear more episodes at www.darlingtonschool.org/podcast.